It's not the verse that I had intended to speak on. In fact, it's not the sermon I had intended to preach at all for tonight. But as the week went on, the Lord brought this verse back again and again to my heart. It's found in 1 Samuel, the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, and the verse chapter 20. And the little phrase that's found at the end of verse number 3. 1 Samuel chapter 20 and the verse number 3. David is on the run from Saul. Saul is out to kill him, and he fears for his life. And he makes this most amazing and honest statement at the very end of verse number 3 in 1 Samuel chapter 20. Let's read the entire verse together. It says, "And David sware moreover and said, Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he saith, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." There is but a step between me and death. We're told that in order to keep a healthy lifestyle, we should aim to take at least 10,000 steps every day. Now, I know at first glance that seems a very ambitious and perhaps pie-in-the-sky aim, but there are devices available today that allow us to measure the number of steps that we take. But all the steps that we take throughout the course of any day will be different. They will lead us in different directions. They will take us to different places. And as we come into 2017, we've already taken a step in a new direction. We've left the old year behind, and we have ventured by the grace of God and in the will of God into 2017. We have stepped into 2017. Yet the sad reality tonight is that there are many who have not stepped into this year with us. Many who stepped into 2016, and yet throughout the course of the year that is gone, they have stepped into eternity and left off their earthly pilgrimage. Because, as David reminds us here at the very end of verse number 3, that there is but a step between me and death. Only a step away from eternity. It is a short step. And for many it is a sudden step. But I want to assure you tonight that for each and every one of us tonight, it is a sure step. It is a step that we all must take. For those who are redeemed and washed in Christ's precious blood, who in 2016 stepped into eternity, they stepped into the immediate presence of Christ for all eternity. But sadly, for others who stepped into 2016 and throughout the course of the year stepped into eternity in that same year, they stepped out into an eternity lost and without Christ. 2016 has been dubbed the year of celebrity deaths. Many famous people, many famous names have stepped into 2016, yet they never saw the year through because they took this final step that David speaks of here, that step between them and death. And this evening, as we start off in a new year, a year full of great expectation, a year full, I believe, of great promise, yet we must also acknowledge that it is a year full of uncertainty. But yet in one sense, it's a year full of certainty. Because the scriptures here speak very clearly and very concisely that for everyone gathered in this meeting tonight, that we are all but a step from death. You might not think tonight, or you might say to yourself, that's not a very pleasant subject to start off the new year. To think that we're only a step from death, to think that we have stepped out into 2017 and yet we may never see it through. And yet for many of us tonight, that is the reality. I believe tonight the Lord will have us speak very simply, very clearly on this verse tonight for someone in this meeting. This is a message for someone here tonight. Why do I say that? Because this is a message not from me. This is a message directly from the Lord. The Lord tonight is warning someone here. The Lord tonight is challenging someone here. The Lord tonight is putting someone on notice that you're only but a step from death. Stepping into eternity. There are two very simple things that I want us to notice about this step as we bring our service to a conclusion tonight. It is, first of all, an assured step. An assured step. There are many steps that we take throughout life that we seem to have little control over. And I suppose in the final analysis of it all, we have no control over any of our steps because all of our steps are ordered by the Lord. But even in the providential plans and purposes of God, we do not know where the steps of our life will lead any one of us. Oh, we can look back in 2016 and we can see the steps that we have taken. We can see where the pathway of our life has taken us in the year that is gone, but we cannot look with any certainty into 2017 and see the steps that we will take if God permits and if God allows apart from this one step. One step that is guaranteed and that is assured to all of us. That step into eternity. That step is assured to us. Because you see, folks, just as we were born into this world, and just as we stepped into this world, one day we will step out of this world. And we'll take that final step. On over in 2 Samuel, in the chapter 14, in the verse 14, the prophet says, "Therefore we must needs die. And are as water spilt in the ground, which cannot be gathered up again." You see, there is no escaping death. I know we live in an age of significant medical advances. And people are living longer. But you know, no matter how skilled your doctor may be, or no matter how skilled the medical attention may be, it will not take away from the fact that one day we all, myself included, will take that one step from life into eternity. Just after Adam had sinned in the Garden of Eden, and remember that death is as a result of man's sin. Death is as a result of man's breaking the law of God. But just after man fell into sin, God gave this very stark warning. And I want you to listen to it tonight. Sinner in this meeting tonight, I want you to listen to what God said way back in the beginning of time in Genesis 3:19. He said, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread and return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." This is an assured step. Those solemn words uttered over the open grave that sadly it has been my responsibility in 2016 so to do. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. They come from that verse in Genesis 3:19. Because the Lord gave a stark warning to mankind. We are from dust and one day we'll return to it. One day we'll step out of this life and step into God's eternity. The pop star David Bowie, who was one of those celebrities who stepped into 2016 but died very shortly afterwards, the beginning of January of last year. He wrote a song entitled "Ashes to Ashes." And he made fun of this particular verse. He mocked the whole idea of death. And yet for that man, On the 10th of January of last year, he took that step into eternity, realizing then, perhaps too late, that death was real, that this step that he would take, that step that David spoke of between him and death, was assured. It was a short step, just one breath. Death came. Just one more heartbeat and then no more, and death came. But a step. Short. Sudden. But sure. Just last week, a mother and a daughter, both famous in their own right, but yet both within a few short hours of each other, took that same step suddenly into eternity. Perhaps never really thinking about death, living for the moment, and not preparing for eternity, and yet death came. William Saroyan, who was an American novelist and playwright, and he wrote many short stories, and they won him great acclaim in America and great recognition as well around the world. He was recognized as one of the prominent literary figures of the mid-20th century. But he died on the 18th of May 1981 at the age of 72. He'd been found unconscious in his own home by a family member who had not heard from him in some time. But the interesting thing about that man's life is that just 5 days before he was found unconscious, and just a few days before he passed away, he had made contact with the Associated Press. And he made what was to be his final statement. And this statement was to be published after his death. And that statement, as I read it this week, sums up perhaps the thinking of so many, and perhaps it sums up your thinking tonight in this meeting. Lived all your life without God, and yet facing death, and now realizing their own mortality. Do you know what he said? The opening words of that statement that he issued to the press just a matter of days before his death, he said this: "Everybody has got to die. But I always believed an exception would be made in my case." And he ended that statement with two short words in the form of a question: "Now what?" He said, "Everybody has got to die, but I have always believed that an exception would be made in my case." What a fool. And perhaps tonight in Sandown Road Free Presbyterian Church on the 1st of January 2017, that's exactly your sentiments. Oh, you don't disagree with the fact that this is an assured step, but somehow you think an exception will be made for you. Same question is asked to you: now what? I think of the words in Job: "Man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost. Where is he? Where is he?" You know you must die, but perhaps somehow you thought you would be exempt from it, or somehow it would all work out, that you can live without God all your life, that you can reject the offer of the gospel all your life, and somehow think it'll all work out for you in death. And I say tonight, if you are not saved by the grace of God, if you're not redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, if there has never been that time in your life when by faith you have received Jesus Christ, as Sarah and Daniel testified tonight, if you've never had that experience, then death will be an awful time for you. We live in a world that's confronted with death all around us. You attend funeral services, and we've attended quite a few in the year that has gone. And you talk about those who have gone. They were a good person. Never would have done anybody any harm. And all the chat of the world, and yet you never think, what about me? What if it was me in that coffin? What if it was you that had died in 2016? Where would you be? Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. What you have done with God is all that matters. How is it with your soul tonight? Are you right with God this evening? Are you saved tonight? If not, then this step will be an awful step for you. It is an assured step. But finally, as we close this evening, I want you to notice as well that it is an appointed step. The reality tonight, and if you're here tonight without Jesus Christ, I want you to get this. If you're here tonight still under the wrath and the condemnation of God, I want you to get this truth, this reality from the Scripture, that as you sit here in this church on the first day of this new year, your death has already been appointed. So is mine. That time that I take that step from this life into eternity has already been appointed in the eternal counsels of God. The circumstances of it have all been laid down, have all been arranged. The manner and the means of that final step between us and death is appointed. Listen to what Paul says writing to the Hebrew believers in Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die. Appointed. The time of your appointment is already set. The time of your passing from this life into eternity has already been laid down in the eternal counsels of God. And tonight, sinner, it's only by the mercy of God that you're not already lost. It's only by the mercy and the long suffering of God that you're not already damned in a lost eternity. That word fixed, or word appointed there in Hebrews 9:27, it speaks of a fixed time. Right now in the books of God, that final step has been appointed. Job has much to say about that in his book. He says in Job 7 verse 1, is there not an appointed time to man on earth? In Job chapter 14 he says, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait. And then he says this, in the same chapter, saying his days are determined, and the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Dear unconverted one in this meeting tonight, there will come a time when God will draw the curtain in your life, just as he will for mine. So there is an appointment. There is a boundary set in the future that none of us will pass. This appointment, it speaks of separation. Because you see, when David speaks here in 1 Samuel 20 in the verse 3 about stepping between life and death, he's not speaking about termination. There are many false cults tonight going about our province and telling us, well, it not really matter how we live, because after we die, we'll just be terminated, we'll be burned, and nothing will happen to us. Nothing could be further from the truth. You see, you will be as alive in eternity as you are right now. Yes, death separates us from this world, from loved ones. But death doesn't separate from Almighty God. That's a wonderful thought for the child of God. That's a wonderful thought for the saint of God, that death cannot separate us from the love of God. But sinner, tonight, death cannot separate you from the judgment seat of God either. Because in Hebrews 9, in the verse 27, he says, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this judgment. Sinner, tonight, you will stand before Almighty God and give an account. You will give an account of what you have done with Christ and with his gospel. You will stand before God. As you stand before him there in your sin, you'll hear those awful words that we often make mention of here on a Sunday night: depart. God forbid that anyone in this meeting this evening should ever hear that word from a holy God. There's separation, but there is also preparation. Because we need to prepare for this step. And when do we prepare? When things are going well and we feel that we're dying, and when the feeling takes us, no, we need to prepare now. Right now. Because you see, how you've prepared in life for death will determine what God does with you in death. Are you prepared to meet God? Have you heeded the command of the prophet Amos when he said, prepare to meet thy God? If you were to die tonight, if you were to take this assured, this appointed step this evening, would you be ready? If this week word came through of your passing, how would it be with your soul? What have you done with Christ? Have you prepared? Have you turned from your sin? Repented of that sin? And have you by faith trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? That's the preparation that you need to do. That's the preparation that you need to make. You can walk into an office, a solicitor's office, any day this week and make all your financial preparations and leave this and leave that to this person and that person. It's fine. But what about your soul? Are you ready to meet God tonight? If you were to step into eternity this night, because that is the reality, that any one of us are but a heartbeat away from eternity. Tonight I say in love to your soul, dear unconverted one in this meeting, you are but a heartbeat away from a lost eternity. Sinner in this meeting tonight, you're only but a breath away from hell. Therefore tonight come. And set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Put things right with God. Get the matter of your soul salvation sorted and sealed tonight by turning from your sin and by faith receiving Jesus Christ. Thank God for those in this meeting who have received Jesus Christ as their Savior, who by faith are trusting and resting in him and him alone. We're only but a step away from home, dear believer. We're only but a step away from all the glories and all the splendors of heaven. But I say tonight again in love to your soul, dear unconverted one, you're only but a step away from judgment. Only but a step away from a lost eternity. Therefore tonight, why not come and make preparation for that final step that you will take. Whether you take it soon or whether you take it later, you need to be prepared now, because we know not what a day will bring forth. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. The girls were singing that lovely piece, "It is well. It is well with my soul." Is it well with you tonight? Do you know God's pardon? Do you know his peace? Are you saved? If not, then tonight come and make this New Year's Day the greatest day in your life. Maybe you've wandered from God throughout 2016. You've got away from the Lord. You've allowed the things of time and sense to rob you of the joy of your salvation. Come back to the Lord tonight. Come and experience all that he has for you. Put things right with him this evening. May business be done in every heart and life. There is but a step between me and death. Let's bow in prayer. And as we bring this meeting to a conclusion this evening, if there's one in this service this evening and you know that things are not right in your life, you know that there are matters that need to be put right in your life, whether you're far from God or whether you've never been saved at all by God, then this night come and get right with him. Come and be saved. Get back to the Lord this evening. You want to speak to us? Make that known to us. Cry unto him for mercy. Father in heaven, tonight we realize, O God, the solemnity of thy word. Realize, O God, that tonight each one of us are only but a step from death. But O God, we pray that each one might have made that necessary preparation. Lord, that this evening they will come by faith and receive Jesus Christ as Savior. O God, we pray that you'll give the grace to be done with sin. Give the grace to leave sin behind. And give the grace to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll do a work in every heart and life this evening. Our Father, we pray that you'll save the lost. Lord, bring back those that have wandered. Hear and answer prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's close with the words of hymn number 246. 246.